you see some dogs a day?
I guess so.
This whole thing got started really with my fiance Ashley. I give her 100% of the credit all the time, but this is really a passion of hers. This is a field that she works in.
It's every day for me. This is my job. When my daughter goes to sleep, I respond to rescue emails. When she's awake, I'm probably still making phone calls.
There you go, slobber monster, yeah.
I brought Logan into this when I really, really wanted to adopt a pit bull. I felt like if I was going to advocate for the breed and, you know, talk the talk, I needed to walk the walk. So I put it out there for him, and I pretty much all but begged.
How I got involved is we rescued my dog Leo, who's a blue pit. He was found up roaming the streets of Boston. And we brought him into our family, and he's been the greatest addition to our family. He's a lot of joy. We fear that if we didn't do that, then he probably would have been put down. That kind of gave me the idea to go out there and try to do this for other dogs and give them a chance to have maximum exposure for families to be able to do the same thing that we've done for Leo and that Leo's done for us. Come on. Yeah, those are pretty cool. We haven't done anything like that.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, looking right at me.
Yep. Ryan's Monthly Rescue is a social media campaign where Logan goes into local shelters and rescues and takes photos with adoptable dogs. He then posts them on his Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and promotes that dog to help get it exposure and eventually find a home.
When you think of social media as a whole, it's, you know, the people who follow your pages and your friends who follow your friends' pages. Ryan's Monthly Rescue really helps open up new people to see the dogs that we've been sharing for a long period of time to try to help them find a home. It opens it up to a whole new world of people who have never have seen that dog that's available for adoption.
I just wanted to give dogs more views. I had more followers than her rescue had at the time, and it kind of grew bigger than we probably would have thought it would have with just a couple Instagram posts. Ava. Come on. Good girl. Sit. Sit. This is my type of dog right here. This is the dog that I like. I always was a dog person. I always grew up with a dog as a pet, but now I view dogs more as family members.
Shelters are important for the community as a whole. You know, they're very important for people and for animals, and for making sure that, you know, animals have a safe haven to go to, even if someone is unable to take care of their pet or if they're just picked up off the street.
Look at him. This is really great for him.
Shelters do the best they can, but it's not an ideal situation for any dog. That's why it's important to find the right family to get these dogs a better chance at life. Each dog get adopted is success in itself. If it was only one dog the first year, then that one dog would have been a success for us, because that's one more family, happy family, and happy dog.
Because that's one less dog in a shelter, one less dog that, you know, needs to be saved, and gives room for another dog to be saved in its place.
He just likes belly rubs, just to hang out. It's a lot of fun, and I get a lot of enjoyment out of it for sure.
We will work for butt rubs.
Yeah.